How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
4:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Here it is, Friday Eve, and it's hot. It's hot. It's 94 degrees. And the humidity is what? 8,622. It's hot and it's sticky. And that's kind of the way it's going to be until October, thereabouts. Anybody shocked to hear? We'll probably have widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. Right. Okay. Well, just so you know. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. I'm taking a look at some of the stuff here, and I thought that I would share a few things with you. Let's take a look at this. Again, coming in on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, this whole Epstein debacle may derail the entire MAGA agenda. Trump just needs to release every file the government has on the creep. All right. I don't know. 804, Maggie says, Jeff, is it possible a Supreme could be on the list? Is that why we got Obamacare in the first place? Don't know. Wow. I don't know. 804 James says, Jeff, could Charles Pyle be any more in the tank for Abigail Spamberger? With his inflection of how poorly Sears did in a biased VCU lefty poll? I gotta tell you this, James. And Lord knows I have not spent a lot of time defending news people. And here at WRBA, I've shared this with you. Actually, Charles is the first legit news person that has been on this program in a long time, as far as I'm concerned. I can tell you, well, I mean, I'm not going to do it, but you make no mistake, prior to Charles, yeah, so no, I don't think Charles Pyle is in the tank for Abigail Spamberger at all. You'd have to ask him. And you know what his answer would be? I'm not going to tell you because I'm a news guy. I'm a journalist. I really do call balls and strikes, and I think he does a pretty damn good job, and we're happy to have him on the show. All right. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody else not happy with Charles. Charles, this is not your day, man. I'm sorry. Davi down in Midlothian says, Chuck Pyle seems to love using Winsome Earl Sears. I guess he means, or she, Davi means the sound. When are we going to start hearing Abigail and Davis Spamberger? I don't know. Maybe what Spamberger says is so fanciful and demonstrably untrue, it doesn't even record. You know how vampires couldn't appear in photographs? Maybe what she says is just so clearly false that it can't be recorded. 804, Jeff, the whole Epstein thing is a freaking clown show. He could handle that better. Well, maybe. We can all handle things better, but... All right. Fair enough. Let me... This is a nice one. 804 says, Jeff, you do a fantastic job. You are turning into quite the Southern gentleman. Politics should be in your future. No, it should not. Why? No. Uh-uh. I thought you liked me. I read the first part. Jeff, you're doing a fantastic job. You're turning into quite the Southern gentleman. Well, I like that. That's positive. And then they end by saying politics should be in your future. They turned against me right there. No, politics should not be in my future. I love service. There's a difference, though. I love service. I believe in service. I am a very strong believer in the admonition provided by Luke. To whom much is given, much will be required. I have been given much, and I know that much is required. and I am doing my best to meet the requirements. So I love service. I love serving. But I will tell you again, I have zero interest at this point in my life in running for office. God bless those that do. I'm not interested. Not interested. Oh, that reminds me, Winsome Sears replaced her campaign manager. I think it's a good move. Look, I love Winsome Sears. And I have never had any hesitation about saying that or knowing that I would be voting for her, or that I'm very happy to display signs for Winsome Sears in the front of my house and the back of my house as well. But could the campaign be stepped up a notch? Yeah, good. I think it's great. I think it's great she's bringing somebody else in. I don't think it's the biggest story of the world. I think it's, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is. But good for her. I know that my side on this, Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares, I know that we offer Virginia the only opportunity to keep moving forward, to build on the 4 years of tremendous success that Governor Youngkin has been able to achieve. You put Abigail Spamberger in there, the only business that's going to pick up in Virginia if Abigail Spamberger somehow moves into the executive mansion are the moving companies, because they're going to be so damn many of us saying, okay, come on over, box my stuff up, we're out of here. It's awful. Ernie from Chesterfield says, Jeff, please don't retire. I would have to stop listening to the radio. Aw, well, thank you, Ernie. You know what, Ernie? Even if I did retire, I'll make a promise to you. You send me your address, and I'll just drive down there and I'll talk to you. I mean, I can't do it all the time because, you know, you're in Chesterfield and I'm in Hanover, and there's that whole thing about getting a permission slip to cross the river and all. But no, you wouldn't have to worry about it if in fact, I did retire.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
No, that's I'm not doing that. I'm hoping that Rich Herrera, who is the host of Richmond's Morning News, checking out the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, is looking at some of the comments, because some of the comments should reassure Rich that you're doing just fine, my friend. That's all that I am going to say. It's all good. If you've not listened to Rich starting at 6 in the morning, I would urge you to please do that. solid show, good stuff. Now, I get it. Rich is relatively new. I don't know, 7 months, 8 months, whatever it is. It's not 13 years like me. I get it. But it's also not 50 years like somebody else. And you got to give credit to people who say, well, I want to move someplace and put down roots and be part of it. And I think Rich is doing every part of that. So I'm very happy to welcome him. And I'm again, asking you, give him a listen. 6 o'clock in the morning. It looks like Tuesday mornings. Germ, is this official? Is Tuesday morning at 7:35 now when I am always on with Rich? Or is that just kind of something that's happened the last couple of Tuesdays? Because I get the sense that that might be a thing, but I don't entirely know. I don't entirely know. But I'll let you know what I know. Simple as that. Meantime, please vote for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show in all... in all of Richmond. The Richmond Times Dispatch competition best of is open from now through August the 3rd. Every day from every single cell phone that you have, you can vote for the Jeff Katz Show. It is so easy to do. I'm going to remind you, you are going to text the number 100, text 100. To this phone number, 804-430-5505. 100, you text it to 804-430-5505. If you would like to also vote online, you can do it. You go to go.richmond.com/the best. And then you look for a Best Afternoon Radio Show under the entertainment category. Again, it's go.richmond.com/the best. And you look for the Best Afternoon Radio Show under the Entertainment tab. Speaking of radio, Michael Harrison, the publisher of Talkers Magazine, is going to be with us at 4:35. I want to talk a little bit about his recent list. The Heavy 100 is what it's called, the 100 Best Talk Show Hosts in America. He sat down with Sean Hannity the other day. Great discussion. I want to hear more about that. And... are we or are we not safe in terms of saving AM radio? We'll find out at 4:35. It is 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:22, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Which reminds me, at News Radio, WRVA is our Instagram handle. It's something you ought to be signed up for. It doesn't cost you anything. And the more people we get over there on Instagram following at News Radio WRVA, at News Radio WRVA, the more stuff you get to see. Like this morning, just as an example, this morning. So this morning, 8 a.m., bright and early, I do one of my national television hits with Newsmax Television. And it's great. Why? Because it's Newsmax. I love Newsmax, and I think they like me. Seems like they like me. But anyway, so I'm doing that, 8 o'clock. And if you were watching it, then you saw me. I was Natalie attired. And I barely even know Natalie. But there I was, Natalie attired. Great jacket, great shirt, great tie selection, if you, I could say so myself. And a very good cufflink selection. These were vice presidential cufflinks I got from Mike Pence. So I was looking good. I also had my coffee in an official Texas Inn coffee mug. So that may have shown up once or twice on the Newsmax television broadcast. But anyway, so I did that. And it was great fun. It was very good. I don't know, probably about 10 minutes. It was nice hit. And what nobody on Newsmax or any of the folks watching Newsmax would know was that, well, I was sitting there with, well, gym shorts. I almost said no pants. That's not true. That's not true. But with gym shorts. Gym shorts. And just dressed from the waist up, because that's kind of how I do it. And that's how every one of us that does an extended TV thing does it. And then, you know, now you do it all from home. I used to have to travel to the studio. You'd have to travel. They'd have to send a truck out to your house. Now it's like, yeah, let me open up my phone and put it here next to my cup of coffee. But that's the sort of stuff that I would probably share on Instagram. Yes. But you're only going to see it if you sign up. Instagram. The handle is at newsradiowrva.com. I actually had to shoot a little video. Germ, when is that going up? Can I tell people? You made me do this. Maybe run back in from the former plaque shack to grab a real shirt. Well, you know, TV was over. I went back to my my casual wear. Oh, okay. Today, after this here program concludes, you will be able to take a look at that Instagram video again at News Radio WRVA at News Radio WRVA on Instagram, and you will be able to take a look at it. Then it's related to some of the stuff that's going on. We got Michael Harrison coming up. Michael is a friend for, I don't know, 30, 35 years, publisher of Talkers Magazine. They just came out with their list of the 100 best talk show hosts in America. Michael just did an extensive sit down with Sean Hannity. And I got to find out, are we or are we not safe as far as AM radio is concerned? He joins us at 4:35. It's 4:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Make sure you don't stop talking. That's just one of the great tunes from Gun Hill Road. Of course, you hear that all the time on this show. It's become something of an anthem. It is what we do, right? This is talk radio. We talk. I love that. I mean, I have no other marketable skills, so I'm grateful for it as well. But every once in a while, I like to have you join me, take a pulse of where talk radio is writ large. Is there something different now because of all the technology? I've been reminding you that you can follow News Radio WRVA on Instagram, at News Radio WRVA. I remind you, all right, I'm annoying you. I get it. I'm pestering you. And then I'd love for you to text the number 100 to telephone number 804-430-5505, because there is the possibility that the Jeff Katz Show for the sixth year in a row could be voted best afternoon radio show in Central Virginia. And you know what? I think that would be pretty cool. That being said, it's also pretty cool when you go to the Bible of Talk Radio, the true trade paper for talk radio, Talkers Magazine, and see that, according to the fine folks there, you are you're one of the 100 best talk show hosts in America. And Michael Harrison, who's been with us before and will certainly be with us again in the future, the publisher of Talkers from the very beginning, a great broadcast talent himself, who gave that up to become somebody who gave this industry legitimacy, and as he's joining us. Michael, thank you for being here.
Wow, what a lovely intro. Jeff, thank you for having me on the show. No marketable skills other than being a talk show host and saving the world. I think that that's enough.
Well, thank you. You are very kind. I want you to share with everybody, because we have a wonderful audience. We have devoted talk radio listeners. We're really quite fortunate that our listeners are really familiar with what we do in this space. And I look at the Heavy 100 every year, and I see real greats there. Let everybody know what goes into those selections, and maybe share a couple of the folks who are right there at the top, because I guarantee you, my people, they're listening to them too.
Well, I mean, first of all, what you're saying is very true, that the people that listen to radio, the people that have radio in their lives, who make appointments to hear shows such as yours, who are interested in what's going on behind the scenes, who care about the state of AM and FM as well as online and internet and streaming and podcasting and satellite. These are the people. We love these people because these people are part of the radio community. And the reason I'm making such a big deal about that is because there are a lot of people who are so hell-bent on seeing the rapid evolution of technology and just wiping out all semblances of a natural flow from one century to the next, from one era to another, that just want to pronounce radio dead.
Yep.
And nothing could be further from the truth. So when I have a chance to talk about radio to an audience of people who are utilizing the radio, no matter what they're listening to, I find that to be very special. Our Heavy 100 is a big deal. So you're on the Heavy 100. Off the top of my head, I think you're somewhere in the upper echelons of it.
I am number 35, sir. I played every variation on that in the lottery the other day.
Number 35 on the Talkers Heavy 100,
yes,
considering
sir.
There are over 5,000 active talk show hosts who fit the criteria for consideration. Number 35 out of more than 5,000 in a competitive field. You, my friend, are a huge success. Your star is still on the rise, even though you've been at this for many years. That's a great accomplishment. But it's a very interesting survey. We are, it's put together by the editorial board.
Right.
I am the editor and publisher. I have the last word, but I am not the only word.
Right.
And we take into account a variety of factors, courage, effort, impact, longevity, potential, ratings, recognition, revenue, service, talent, and uniqueness. And we acknowledge that it's as much art as science and that the results are arguable. We don't say these are the 100 best.
Mm-hmm.
We don't say these are the 100 biggest. We don't say they're the 100 best looking, although maybe it is. But we say the 100 most important, and we view it from the perspective of being a trade publication. We're interested in the field of radio, not necessarily from a fan perspective or any other. So that's what it is. And you've been on this a number of years. You have been the recipient of the Humanitarian of the Year Award from Talkers, which is one of our best awards. And you have a stellar career. You definitely should be voted the best talk show on your great radio station in Central Virginia. You deserve that. And if not, you still are that in terms of our eyes and our ears. So congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. That is very kind. And I will tell you, Michael, and I remind everybody, Michael Harrison is joining us. Michael, the editor, the publisher of Talkers, Talkers Magazine, which is the trade paper for this this industry. And the reason that this industry has any degree of legitimacy is that about 35 years ago, that man right there, Michael Harrison, who is a tremendously talented broadcaster, said, okay, I got a choice. I can be an active talk show host, or I can help this industry, this business, this profession, and be in charge of the trade paper. And he chose the latter. The rest of us are the beneficiaries of that. Some of the other folks on this list, Michael, you mentioned good looking. Brian Kilmeade is on this list. Dana Lash on this list. I absolutely get the talent there. I look at some of our mutual friends, a guy like Harry Hurley. And I don't, not everybody here knows Harry, although I've had Harry on this show because he's got such a unique perspective and connection to everything going on in New Jersey. You want to know anything that's going on there, you got to go to Harry. But, you know, many years ago when I was a little baby talk show host, when I left my show in Atlantic City, Harry took it over, and he's been there ever since. He's like the mayor of the entire state.
Yeah, he is. He is a 33-year veteran,
yep,
of WPG. He hosts the,
yep,
morning show there. He's like the mayor. They've named a street after him. Before he had that job, he was vice president under Donald Trump. That's,
yes,
right. Mike Pence was not the first vice president. Harry Hurley was vice president of one of Trump's hotels in Atlantic City.
Yeah.
And we all know that Atlantic City has its problems economically and otherwise right now. And Harry is on the front line using his platform to do everything he can to help Atlantic City. So he's a real champ. And there are a lot of people like Harry on this. There are people like you. And then, of course, there are people that everybody across the country knows, such as you mentioned, Brian Kilmeade.
Yep.
The great Sean Hannity,
yes,
is number one on,
yep,
this list. And this list is not one of the things that I have to fight all the time is the misconception that we are a political journal, that we are conservative or that we are liberal or that we are anything. We're not. We're free speech. We're about the First Amendment. And on the Heavy 100, there are people like you who are unabashed conservatives. There are reasonable moderates. There are unreasonable moderates. There are lefties. There are loony liberals. Yep. There are wacko right wingers.
Yep.
There are white people, black people, brown people, female people, male people. All of that stuff is covered.
That's right.
Not because we're trying to be politically correct, because we want to give a very well balanced image to the rest of the world that looks at this list as a snapshot of what's going on in this world of talk radio. And we want people to also understand that not everything about talk radio is one-dimensional, ideological, or skewed to only one point of view.
So that
makes it even harder to get on this list, because you've got to earn your way as being important. And it's important that people present legitimate points of view that are shared by others and that can percolate in the marketplace of ideas. You get my drift?
I was taking notes, Mr. Harrison. I was writing down the things that you said. Following this program, Sean Hannity is going to be on our airwaves. We're obviously very proud to have Sean here. He is number one this year. This is somebody you want to talk about. A story and I say legacy. I think that comes after you leave the profession, but he has built a legacy that is just about unparalleled. Number one on this list. Talk about an amazing accomplishment. And you got to sit down and just shoot the breeze with him the other day.
Oh, I wasn't going to step over the line for a shameless plug, but you just opened the door. So I assume that that's an invitation for me to plug the fact that right now,
yes, this
is the first day. Only less than 200 people have seen this at this point. It will be in the thousands before long. It's free. If people go to talkers.com, the first story is a half hour video conversation like you've never seen.
Yeah.
Between yours truly and Sean Hannity at talkers.com. And because he's on the station right after you, I guess that's kind of okay. I'm careful about promoting things that take people away from the platform that they're already checking out. You can check it out anytime, folks. It's not it's not appointment podcasting. It's there.
That's right.
At talkers.com.
Well, and I'm going to share that everywhere that I can and tell people, because as you point out, Michael, and you didn't have to do the shameless plug. I was about to shamelessly plug you because I just thought, man, this was two brilliant radio guys, great personality, funny dudes. I know both of them. And I'm thinking I could just be having a sandwich or drinking a cup of coffee. It is great stuff.
Mm-hmm. And while people are there, they can see the one that you and I did recently.
Yes.
I hadn't done one for about 4 months. I've had a tough year this year. I've dealt with some health issues, and I had to step back from the heavy lifting of doing podcasting and doing the video show. I'm on the mend. I'm coming back, and I just did a couple of new up close far out video shows. So I'm back in action, but I'd been away from it for a while. But shortly before I went on hiatus, earlier in the year, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, you and I did one of those conversations. And, several thousand people have watched this. This is not one of those 10 million viral type of a show.
Right.
This is a specialty thing for, back to the beginning of this conversation, the real, real hardcore users of this appliance called radio, of this platform called radio, and the people in the industry. It's a very qualified audience. So really important people within this scene on both sides of the speaker and the microphone are checking that out. And you did a great job of presenting insights into what it's like to do what you do every day in the real world, at which you are the real deal. So people, when you go to talkers.com and you go to Talkers Media and all of these shows that we have, you will see Jeff and yours truly, Michael Harrison, in a conversation that I think you'll find very interesting and satisfying.
Absolutely. Michael, we are all grateful that you are on the mend. It is great to hear your voice exactly where it belongs on the radio. It was wonderful to watch you with Sean Hannity. We're going to send everybody over to talkers.com, have them check out these videos. And again, I thank you and the team of Talkers for including me on the list. I thank you for everything that you have done for 3+ decades to take talk radio and turn it into what it is, which is a respectable, honorable industry with real professionals. And none of that would be true without you, period, end of story. Wow. Don't tell me that you didn't do it, because I know you did it, and I thank you for it.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for having me on the show, and best wishes for happiness to everybody listening. And let's stick with this radio thing, because it's got a lot of rubber left on its tires.
Heck yeah, I love it. Michael Harrison, the best of the best, the editor, the publisher at Talkers Magazine. Jeff Katz, News Radio.
On my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, we're getting down to the truth behind the names that you know and love. Unfiltered conversations with legends like Leanne Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Ricky Lake. To find out when they feel the most on par. We're breaking it down with Don Lemon, Aaron Parnas, Bomani Jones, laughing it up with Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, many more. You know, the results are in. Great conversations are always on par. So follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
WRVA. 4:52, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday Eve. Shh, don't say that other word, but it is. It's Friday Eve. We're going to have a little bit of fun, 5:20 this afternoon, talk about the squirrels, my beloved Richmond Flying Squirrels. We've only got a handful of games left, 20, 25, something like that. They're just starting a 9-game homestand, which is going to be great. And I'm a sucker for merch. It's probably why you can purchase Jeff Katz merch if you go to thejeffkatzshow.com. Thejeffkatzshow.com. But I do. I love the hats. I love the shirts. I love mugs. I love all of that stuff. And the squirrels, they're really good at that. They really, really are. And I've got to tell you that they've got some throwback stuff that is, it's just going to blow your mind. Honest to goodness, it is just going to blow your mind. So we'll talk about that at 5:20. We're going to talk about this AM radio thing, because it's not as safe as many of us would like to think. Troy Miller, who's the president of the National Religious Broadcasters Association, he's been with us before, really, really good guy. But he'll be with us with a bit of an update. And I think many of us, starting with me, are going to be surprised at what he's going to tell us. You know what else is sort of surprising? Is that Mary Caldwell is celebrating her birthday. Mary Caldwell is just such a sweet, wonderful, amazing woman down in the Chesterfield part of our community. And every day she allows one of her special people to come in and help make this here program as special as it can be. Mary is Jeremy's mom. And I've had the opportunity to meet Mary and chat with Mary. And I, honest to goodness, I just thought everybody's mom should like be like Jeremy's mom. What an absolute sweetheart. So, you know, I never do this. I never, ever, ever take time from the show to wish somebody a happy birthday. So what I will do is I will say that I am wishing Mary Caldwell a very special day upon which she just so happens to have been born. How's that? So I'm keeping everything straight. But at the same time, if you know Mary or you see Mary, then say happy something. All right. Happy birthday, Mary. Thanks. All right, coming up again, 5:20 this afternoon. We're going to talk a little bit about the squirrels with the squirrels. They got some really cool stuff happening as they're kind of winding down the season. We'll talk about whether AM radio survives. Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., I am urging you to check out Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera, doing a great job. And it'll be a Friday, so there'll be all sorts of stuff for the weekend. It is 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.